But it does concern us, and things should be said about it, you know, criticisms, constructive criticisms or personal opinions or whatever. I don't know if anybody has any other questions, you know, Irene and I will try to answer them. And like I said, I'd like to just say what they said, and then after that we'll, you know, maybe we can get discussion about.
What did they say they were out there for, most of them?
Just for the Indian people. They wanted to...
Was anyone really sort of upset with the BIA or what it was doing with that one of the things? Because, like, I guess the history was part, you know, like after these children, they were supposed to keep these lands and slowly they had lost them, I guess, you know.
Yeah, that
bitterness towards the government in a way that they want to keep these lands, you know. But then in a way, it shouldn't happen to us because, we're not really urban, I guess, most of us.
But you could say that they know how to do these things already, and we're not in that position yet.
How many Pueblo Indians and Navajos and Apaches in New Mexico are content? I think.
You say the Pueblos.
Yeah.
You find mostly Pueblos in New Mexico, and you find the majority of Navajos in Arizona.
Okay, well, talking about these three groups, the Apaches, Navajos, and Pueblos, the reason why I think they're not over there in great mass is because maybe they're content here.
Right.
Whereas the other tribes, the eastern tribes and even the northern tribes, they're gradually having their lands taken away. They're having their fishing rights depleted. They're having their mineral rights lost. And even their own land is being lost. But here it's more stable. That's why there's not any reaction on the part of the people out here.
I think the people around here are less informed too. Like the only people that are...
Well, why should they be informed? I mean, the thing about the BIA is protecting our land so far. And the thing about it...
You can't tell someone who's from the Menominee Reservation or from the Alaskan Reservation or some of the Sioux tribes who have lost land. You can't tell them BIA has taken care of their land because they've lost it. They've been terminated.
I don't know if it was really under BIA or it was maybe under a different treaty. But as far as BIA in this part of the country, like it started about 134 years ago, nothing's really advanced. That's the trouble with the BIA. I think that's what everyone's reading about.
I don't think you can really
say we've progressed, you know, in a way. That's the main thing, but, you know.
Why
go in this direction now? Because the people aren't ready. I mean, especially the Navajo.
You don't
Many
feel
of
the
Navajos
are
they're
ready?
They're not.
They're the most ready of any other tribe.
Well, they're most by what I mean by that is that they're traditional, very traditional.
You wonder why the
tribe doesn't belong to the NCAI. It's because they're very traditional. We have mostly older men in our council, and that's why, you know, you can get young people in there. That's why they don't move. I mean, you know, that's the main thing. It sort of governs the Navajo Nation for that reason. It just doesn't, you know, it takes what it wants. In a movement line.
But if you look comparatively at the Navajo tribe and other tribes, they're very progressive in their economic development, their education, their resources and development. They're very progressive, and they're still under BIA auspices, but they're getting away from it. Not so much a father son type thing anymore. Like, the Pueblos are very much dependent on BIA.
And I don't like to use the word content because, you know, like, it's doing with what you have. Most of the Pueblos around here, you know, they don't have that much resources or anything. You've just been there and set. But I think what's happened to the majority of the other tribes, and especially the Northwestern part, their land is very good, very valuable. That's why it's been taken away, and they've been more or less more aware. It's not that I don't think the Indians around here are content. Because you can't tell me, you know, living the lives of a lot of people, the Indians live here content with that kind of life. I just, you know, I just don't like the word.
I think, like, you know, what she's saying is, like, kind of restricting it to our immediate situation and, in that way, you know, you kind of restrict your views and your outlook to the immediate situation. I feel that by the mere fact that we're university students and we're going to have to, you know, face the fact that we're going to live in a bicultural society, I guess, because you can't change the fact that you got an education now, because the fact that you've been educated, you know, should point out to you, you know, that things aren't going to be the way they are out in the reservation. Even though the old people are still out there, you know, you're not going to be acceptable in that sense anymore. So you're going to have to progress on and think of Alcatraz in terms of the future and the consequences, you know.
That's what I was trying to
do. And so therefore, you know, you can't really, you know, rely too much on the fact that, you know, oh, I'll love to disrupt the peaceful state of the reservation Indian, you know. Because you're going to be in the middle anyway. That is a fact, you know. You might as well look at it both ways, you know. Maybe
you're looking more so for the future. It's not going to all happen in our time, that's for sure. Not completely, because it's going to be such a shock for these people. If we go out, I mean, really, you go out to Staley, you go out to Shipra, way out there. Look what percentage of people live in Shiprock. That's not the majority. Look how many percentage live in Tuba City. And look, the percentage of people hired by the, what do you call that plant at Shiprock?
Bertrand.
Yeah, that's only maybe, what, 10,000 people? And then at the, where they produce wood or something, that gas, well, they have a certain amount, and that's not, what, not that many people are working. It's like
Well, look, projecting in the future, another 25 years from now, your parents, my parents, and all of our parents will probably be dead. And we'll be the generation that's taking over. You're not even going to have to worry about them anymore.
You're going to be
a shock to them. No, it'll be just being the ground.
I think the idea we all should keep in mind is that we're going to have to transcend our immediate situation and, you know, look at these problems, like the idea behind Alcatraz in terms of the future and all that. This is really something, you know, it's the crucial thing that you should, you know, have really considered, instead of saying, oh, you know, since I'm a member of the Navajo tribe and we still have our land, you know, and the BIA is protecting it, you know. The BIA wants you to think that, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah. Well,
behind this great big facade of contentment, you know, there's something always brewing. And that's what you have to detect and learn how to react to it and learn how to cope with it.
Well, as far as I guess you could say, if we do away with the BIA, I guess we'll have to become a state. But I think we need them in a sense, I mean, only that they will protect the land, but as far as the administration and the office and all,
I don't think we're trying to advocate let's do away with the BIA. We're not trying to do that.
Okay, well.
And I could keep the BIA, but run it like you want it to run.
I think
these guys are trying to, well, in that book, Our Brother's Keeper, it gives cited examples of things that the BIA love of his the baby Indians, you know. Read it.
How is Alcatraz an answer to the problem posed in Our Brother's Keeper? How is Alcatraz? Because it seems to me the problem that is posed in Our Brother's Keeper is directed at the Indian on the reservation, because the Indian on the reservation has a special status, legally, socially, economically, you name it. But once he steps outside the reservation, i.e. Alcatraz, he's just another person. He becomes, he's no longer that, has that special status. And therefore, he's outside, he's an urban Indian, he's just like any other poverty person, any person living in the ghetto, any other lower economic and socially, politically person. And how I don't see the link quite. Except the ideal, because that ideal that the people on Alcatraz are trying to advocate is sort of, for me anyway, it's sort of an ideal in the real, you know, true sense of the word. But to me, it's the only, it seems to me, not the only reason, but one of the main reasons that keeps a person on Alcatraz has that certain problem, wants to attain that certain goal, was because he didn't want to stick it out back home where he really needed to do it.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like in order to preserve Indian heritage and all this stuff that they're putting up ideals about, it seems to me it's got to be back home. Back home is where it is. That's the only place we're going to be Indians. It's on the reservation. And not once we get stepped out, you can forget about being an Indian. I'm not saying that we're going to go back to the teepee and all this sort of bullshit, because that's not what I'm talking about. It seems to me like we're going to have to use the BIA as a lobby group, and if we want to be affluent and get into the mainstream of society, we're going to have to play their games by their rules, but our way, effectively and with all sincerity, and with the one thing in mind, and that's wanting to be an Indian, the way our grandfathers were. And I don't mean sitting in a teepee or anything absurd like that. I mean wanting to be Indian and not being an Indian on campus or just when we're in a group like this in Bushen. It seems to me like you have to go and discover yourself as to what the Navajo is all about, the Apache, the Pueblo, etc., etc., and then re-examine your position and look at it from that point of view instead of borrowing too much from the other side and trying to analyze something with a different point of view that in the first place that you're objecting to. It's like defining a word with that same word in it, which means you're not defining anything.
Study.
Oh, yeah.
Study.
You know, I think, I guess they were, initially they were labeled as what the Indian movement, like all these things happening. And I guess in a way, if we say that we're taking from the Anglo society because we need it to just can't live without it, to survive in the society, we need it. And yet we want to keep the old things. And I think that's what the new Indian movement is about. We're being truthful about these things because we need both. And, you know, and I think this is what we are now. So instead of a culture on both ways, you know. I guess, in a way, I guess Alcatraz is going in that direction, I think.
There's a hope, but, you don't know. Because I think it's like every other, I say every other because maybe there's some I haven't heard about, but too many, maybe call it trying on behalf of the Indians, that just, it goes so far and it peters out, And that's one thing I question. And the other thing, I think to add to what, I guess part of the discussion of what Veronica was saying, I agree with that. I think that's very good. But then I think about these people. Maybe it's none of my concern to be worried about urban Indians, but I know there are Navajo that get relocated into L.A. and San Francisco, Chicago, or Houston, like they couldn't get jobs anyplace else. And we're in school getting educated, and probably we can go back, and work on the reservation. But there's a lot of other people who can't, say a guy in physics or aerial technology or, whatever. There isn't any job opportunity there, and I think that's one reason why they do go to the urban area.
Yeah, but then once they get outside, they've got all the other agencies to help them. They've got, HEW, HUD, you name it, this and that and that and W. They've got all these, whereas the Indian on the reservation doesn't have all that, except all he's got.
They do,
You have to go through all, you have to go to the council, and they have to take a bunch of bullshit off of a local BIA. And
No.
Yeah, look,
The council can go directly to any agency, even if it's a government agency, and get any.
Yeah, but it's not that easy in reality. You take our council, they can't do nothing.
You know what I mean?
Because the BIA, because they're just a rubber stamp of the BIA up there.
You know, Veronica.
Well, maybe that's why.
In your reference to these social agencies, I guess you'd label them as. Why do you think the people are out on Alcatraz? Because I'm sure if the social agencies were at work, they wouldn't be out there. The Indian wouldn't be protesting. You think about how bad
the BIA, you know, the bureaucracy kind of, you know, prevents certain things from happening, from progressing, or the services being delayed and that type of thing on the reservation. I think that would be the same type of thing that these